It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like, this is shaky now, and I'm kind of nervous.
All right, well, while Derek tries to get himself down.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
If he can get, there he goes. We're all right.
Sports Talk Saturday.
If I got injured on the air and everyone heard it, is that a good worker's comp case?
Probably the easiest one. And I feel like it'd probably be the first time it ever happened here.
Hold it! We also heard it be my own fault, so.
Well, yeah.
So yeah, no, it actually wouldn't even be cut and dry at all.
It'd just be funny.
On WGR.
It'd be a great open.
Sports Radio 550.
You know, maybe like I take one of these rolling chairs and like just crash myself into the wall. Good morning, everyone. I'm sad.
I'd crash you into the wall if you want.
Please don't. It's a bit. But I am kind of sad because I can't wear that ultimate drip known as my Purdue jersey anymore.
It's unfortunate the water's not boiling.
The only thing that's boiling is my rage because of March Madness.
Yeah.
And
this year more than others.
That's and Evan, for sure. Evan, you did a great job. You had to play that clip, though. Man.
Was that by design?
Yes. It wasn't. It was nothing against.
It was also the buzzer beater. Like of yesterday's games, it was the best game.
I don't think you should look at it as.
It was the closest game, I should say. And that's the thing. Like, if my team is going to bow out in a tournament where no one lower than a 3 seed is making the Elite Eight, I guess I don't want to go out like a chump and it requires up until the very last second to lose. So, Purdue, great run this year. Love that. And hope you guys can actually string this sort of consistency together now, year in and year out. They made the championship last year. They lose. And then with no Zach Edey, they go right back to it and get themselves into the Sweet 16. And with less than a second left, a bid for the Elite Eight is gone, taken away. In the arms of angels.
Yeah, you know, it's either that in the arms of the angels, or it's The Sound of Silence by like Disturbed. Like it's one of the two. One of the two.
Either way, a part of me feels fairly defeated walking in this morning.
My brackets are blown up as well.
It's not about the bracket for me, man. I picked Purdue.
Yeah, but the invigorating energy is now gone. It's an afterthought.
Every
now.
Second of my passion about March Madness heading into the tournament is gone.
Yeah.
And it mostly has to do with the fact that it's 1-2, 1-2, 1-3, 1-2.
Little variation in
and
there.
And the only other way that there would have been variation is if Purdue brought the noise and put a 4 seed into it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, all 4 1 seeds make it. Almost all of the 2 seeds make it. This is 2007.
Yeah, I was 5. I vaguely remember.
We're back to
the aging.
No, we're back to the wheel, the wheelie chair into a wall idea. Mm. This morning, thanks. Mm. I was 5.
I apologize.
I was 5. Thanks, Joe.
I went from like in both in multiple brackets I'm in actually across different apps. I went from first in almost every single one of them because I had an electric start.
Yes.
To just dropping down some 5th, some 13th, most like 130th. So we really took a tumble once Michigan dumped out of there for mm-hmm. me. That was my go all the way guy. But I still have the other teams are pretty okay. Like I had Purdue dropping, like things like that. So Michigan's the only one, but that's, again, the winner for me. So like that very yeah. much handicaps my bracket. So it's yeah. unfortunate, but that's the point of March we're in.
Yeah. But it's also like, I do think that I like more of the drama of March Madness. And then, you know, obviously at this point, this is where things will start to slow down for you as well. In terms of your upsets and your things like that.
Yeah. Is a 2 over a 1 really
not that much of an upset at this
yeah,
point.
But like that's what I'm saying. Like, yes, technically they are the underdog. And yes, the betting odds will have them as an underdog. But is it really that much of an upset between those two teams? That's
no.
my question.
No,
because
it's not.
The seeding, the way the seeding works, either,
even,
you know, it's not...
a 4 against a 1 or a 3 against a 1 at this point would still not be a huge upset anymore. You're in that point where those seeds are predominant within where you're going to be, especially in this tournament. There were not a lot of those kinds of things. Texas Tech needing overtime to beat a 10 seed. That's where, like, if things went the other way, you got a 10 seed hanging out in the Elite Eight.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a different conversation now. But the other thing that Zach and I were lamenting yesterday was the lack of close, tight games in most of this tournament, and this round was no different. Purdue-Houston is one of those games that comes down to the last possession. Texas Tech and Arkansas, obviously, being the other, going
right.
to overtime.
Yeah.
And then the other one that was... I lost it. I closed it out. I shouldn't have closed it out. Give me a second.
You're good. I don't have it either. So,
but the thing
I
is
can't help you.
Of the games in the Sweet 16, only 3 of them came down to ending within... one possession.
Right.
And it's like, come on. Got to have something a little bit here.
Yeah, it's not all that exciting.
Yeah, it's not as good as I was hyping it up to be when you and I, throughout the week on the nightcap, we were talking about like, hey, March Madness is here. Let's have some fun.
Well, this entire March Madness.
It was Michigan
Madness.
State Ole Miss, by the way.
Okay. Yes, because Ole Miss did cover their spread. They were +3.5, and they got that buzzer beater.
The thing was that they had a buzzer beater to pull within 3.
Yeah.
It was not to try to win a game or lose a game.
It was just to put a little splash at the end. That's all.
But it does end in one possession. So by that metric, it counts.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a little bit of an empty... it was like empty calorie scoring to end it, except for like the bettors that had the 3.5 on them.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. So, you know, it is what it is. Am I still going to watch? Yeah.
It should be still good TV.
Should be good games. But I am saying this is the 2007 bracket all over again.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we learning here? Do you know who won in 2007? You were 5.
I could not recall.
I can tell you right now.
That would be great.
It was Florida. You know who's back in the Elite Eight now with a bunch of 1s and 2s and that 1-3 seed there?
Florida. Is it going to be a full-on repeat is the question.
Don't let the Gators be good, apparently, is what needs to happen.
Yeah, that's when things just fall apart.
That's when things get boring in the tournament a little
mm-hmm.
bit, okay?
I do just have to say, in general, yes, we didn't get really the upset year where there's a lot of variation.
And 07, though, was different, a different beast of its own because like,
yeah.
no one lower than a 7 seed made the Sweet 16.
Right.
So, like, that year was bad. But even back then, ready? There was no NIL thing. There's no NIL talk about, like, oh, it's ruining basketball. No, it's not. If NIL is going to end up ruining college basketball, it has to be over time. 1 year does not prove that. And as a matter of fact, the tournament that I brought up for everyone, you were 5.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was a wee lad in kindergarten.
So wee lad in kindergarten. But the thing is that, like, 07, this sort of concept of NIL and transfer portal and how often it's used, those were figments of imagination and madness, even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, that's the last time that the bracket fell this way into the Elite Eight. There are plenty of years where, like, it's typically seeded by ones and twos. But every now and then you get that, every year you typically get that team that goes, hey, what the hell's the 7 seed doing here?
Mm-hmm.
And that was missing this year. Here I am talking, lamenting a 4 seed not being able to make it, but it's personal. But I do think that overall the tournament did not have its drama and pizzazz that it usually does. And that was a lot of sentiment going in.
Yeah.
That, like, it might be dominated by the top teams. The top teams have been that good this year and that consistent. And that's kind of what happened.
Still, though, from a couple games.
The only one seed that had to sweat it out.
Yeah. Aside from a couple games that were just not great TV, this is still fun basketball to watch.
Yes, it's still good to
watch.
It's
exciting. It's messy. You've got crazy.
There's actual
picks
defense being played.
We were watching the one night last week, and there was a pick that was laid out looked like someone got clotheslined. Like, it was
brutal.
Just, you know, like, you think, oh, that's a fun. Nope, it's college basketball. There's, you know, yep. It's just a pick that was.
And then last week, McNeese was taking on Purdue, and I'm like, I got to keep my feelings and dial in for this last hour.
Yep.
But. It's still a good product to watch because of the passion, because of the fact there's actual defense in it. Like, in the era of the three ball, especially and particularly in the NBA, you do like to see some games that does have some defense, and you can appreciate it, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
But I unfortunately do have to say, overall, this tournament has been March Madness.
Yep, I would agree.
And that's okay. Mid is average, then. Right? It's middling.
Yeah, you've set the...
It's not March sadness.
No.
But it's meh.
What would be March sadness? That's the question. What would have had to happen to do it?
Every single lower seed loses their games.
In the first round?
In the first round.
That would be.
That would be tragic.
Because everybody, yeah. Everybody roots for the little guy.
Everyone roots for a little guy. And no, it would be pretty much like every blue blood wins, and like, and if there's a game that's not between two blue bloods, it's the higher seed wins. That's what it would have to be. It's dominated by all power conferences in the first round.
Yeah,
that's your sadness. I hope we never see it, because that's what makes the tournament more unique, I think, than football. Like, obviously, the playoff expanding the way that it did, you're going to see teams that are making the college football playoff that typically wouldn't. However, at the end of the day, in college basketball, you are going to see teams every now and then that you do not know of that are going to make an appearance into the Elite Eight or into even the Final Four.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Yeah.
Like, Loyola Chicago from a couple years ago. Like,
yeah, who would have thought?
What is that to most people? And
that's a joke on a bracket someone makes.
Exactly.
And like, oh, I'm going to change this game up just to see what happens.
I'm gonna
bracket number four. Yeah,
I'm going to put Loyola Chicago in the final four. It's like, what? You're going to do what?
Yeah.
Are you okay? Do you need to go to the hospital? So every year there is something like that, but this year there wasn't. And that's okay. It's just, you know, I'm going to call it like I see it, which is, this is the 2007 bracket. Ones, twos, and then and there's this random three seed. That's all it is. Everyone's showing up here. It's all the ones and twos, and then Texas Tech shows up, and everyone's like, wait, what are you doing here? Where's St. John's? We beat the team that beat the team. We beat the team that beat St. John's. So we're here instead. We're three, though. You don't have to feel threatened. Oh, okay. That's all it is. That's all it is. But I will say, thank goodness that there were at least a couple of closer games last night. And now there better be single-digit point games going forward.
Yeah, if they're the best of the best, they should be close. It should be.
If every one seed blows out the twos and the three, I'm probably going to complain again.
Might be holes through televisions across America if that happens. Minus in
no,
those.
It'll just be people going, okay, whatever. The one seeds are just going to dominate this year.
I know some people that the one seeds were all out. That's what I'm saying. Like they took the twos all the way.
But that's the thing. It's like, I don't know, man. Like, apparently Duke is that good.
Well,
and
Duke, I mean, Duke is the majority pick, I feel like, to win. Duke and Florida. Those are the two.
Which is weird, because Duke typically is a team that you don't trust.
No. But this season, they look like the real deal, I guess.
You could look like the real deal and still have one bad game in March.
Oh, right. I'm not discounting that, but
and
they're playing like they should be.
And
like,
typically, Duke does that.
Yeah. But this year, they're playing up to the billing of the one. So
they typically do that, though.
Yeah.
They'll have the seasons where they are like a one seed and they'll lose somewhere within like the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight. And, well, here's your chance, I guess. But it's the times where they'll lose in 32 or they'll lose in the 16. And it's like, oh, all right, cool. Duke fans are going to light their bracket on fire. I don't really have much recollection on when they win, what seed they are. But it's also pretty tough to go start to finish looking like the real deal, staying like that as a one and going all the way through it.
Yeah.
It's not easy, but you figure it out. Yeah, it just, for me, like, I still enjoyed it, and I'm going to keep watching. I'm a little sad. There's no Cinderellas, because that's Zach is right when he says, like, eventually you want the blue bloods to show up at this time of year anyway. But you do want to see that Cinderella and see just how far can you get things going,
right?
How far can you get? And the best Cinderella that we got was Arkansas in overtime in the Sweet 16. That was the last glass shoe to fall off.
So, that's a shame. At least that game went to overtime.
And at least Arkansas was there in the fight and in overtime. If you're going to go out, don't go out like a chump. That's all you got to say. Purdue, not chumps. Ole Miss, not chumps. Arkansas, not chumps.
Mm-hmm.
BYU, chumps.
Yes. I had BYU drop in the first game.
Alabama put up over 100.
Talk about a team that's raining threes.
Yikes.
Alabama, oh my God.
I mean, it makes sense with a NATO school because of how UB played. They were playing a lot of small ball tactic.
Yeah.
And that's going to require, you need range. And in Alabama, it does look like Oates is doing the same thing, except with the money and backing of an SEC school, a top-tier SEC school.
Yes.
Alabama was not a basketball school when he got there. As a matter of fact, the program was a little bit of a mess.
That's why they brought him in.
That's why they brought him in. But they also know that they have so much money thanks to the football team and their success and prestige, and Nate Oates can turn around to recruits and say, hey, you know how those guys with the football team are so popular at the school? Let's keep the popularity going around all year, as a matter of fact. Make you guys a little bit of the star of the show. And it's working. He's taking Alabama and making them one of the most consistent teams every year. The Alabama's not a team that's bowing out early anymore. They used to be a team that just wouldn't show up.
Yeah, right. Right. They weren't built for it yet.
Not even that. They just were bad. And it's good to see Nate Oates continuing to thrive. We miss you. Come back.
Yeah, I guess that's a little bit of a local rooting interest, but I mean, the tournament does return to Buffalo
next year
to be played. You know, and it would be nice to have a local rooting interest, but I just don't know if we're there yet.
The games we will get are those madness games. You're going to get a crazy upset somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's too soon to say that NIL is the problem. Like NIL and the transfer portal are the problems. No, not yet. It needs to be sustained. It has to be like this for years in order for that to be a popular opinion or potentially correct opinion. It's got to last for a bit. You can't call it 1 year and say, oh, it's transfer portal and it's NIL and these kids are all just coddled. Nope, not yet. Wait a couple years.
Yeah, you got to get a little bit more of a sample.
Wait a couple years before you throw that nuclear take out there.
Yeah. Need more of a data pool than just 1 year.
These kids are so entitled with whatever they want to do. Nope, hang on. Slow down. Yeah, so I will say, though, it's definitely not the most exciting tournament for me, but I'm going to keep going. And yes, it does hurt that my champion is out now.
Yeah.
But anyone in my bracket pool that didn't pick a one seed, they're all in trouble now. Because nobody picked a two where I had mine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So it's either you have Duke or Florida, or you have nobody. That's how it went with my friends. And there's going to be a lot of people that are the same.
Yeah. Duke and Florida, the two favorites for pick-wise, I should say. I don't know if they're actually
favorites. It's a big whoop-de-doo Basil sort of energy.
Yep, exactly. Couldn't have put that to a better reference.
Yes. So for me, it's a little bit of March sadness. It's midness, and, you know, it is what it is. But we'll shuffle things out, shift gears, come back, and hey, you know what it might be time for?
Mock draft simulator.
Oh no.
Yeah, we're gonna hit up the simulator again. Educate people on what they need to see or who they want hanging around here. Joe and I will come up with the direction we want to take in the break here and hit up a little mock draft simulator coming up next here. Sports Talk Saturday, Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly. This is WGR.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.